Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to KER Paulo here. So I've just gotten out of a major, major argument with one of my best friends, Tim Howe, and the other one of my best friends who's a co-host oftentimes on this particular show, and that would be Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired. Having said that, let me say this. We were going to talk nothing right now other than the impeachment situation, but we're going to talk about something else because Big Al is like Eric Burton, who sang the song, "Oh Lord, Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood." I am on the record as of this morning, and it's Thursday, as saying I don't think Donald Trump is the man for the job of president. And the reason I say that, and I firmly believe it, is because I don't think he has a conciliatory bone in his body. And as long as he doesn't have that, he's never going to turn this dysfunctional government into a smooth working government that's better for the people. Would I vote for him? It depends on who he ran against. If it was basically a conservative versus liberal election, of course I vote for him. Jim, you've been calling me all kinds of names. You think I'm insane? Some of the listeners on the blog have said the same thing. We can see your feathers, Al. You know what? I don't care what you guys think. I know I'm right. Jimmy, take it away, bud.
Yeah, good luck with that. Oh, okay. So I'm going to say that from the very beginning of the Trump administration, the first thing he did was say he wanted to reach out across the aisle. And what happened? You immediately had this Russia collusion accusation, which turns out to be absolutely a false effort that was actually orchestrated within senior government organizations, the FBI, potentially the CIA, and the Department of Justice. That really undermined his administration. But at the same time, when he started working border issues and immigration issues, if you remember, he offered DACA. He offered the opportunity for the DACA kids to actually get citizenship, and the Democrats turned him down. And then they went into conference. And this is all within the first 2 months. They went into conference and came out and said, yeah, he's talking about, sorry about that for you listeners with sensitive ears, to undermine him. And this entire term has been a nonstop effort to undermine this administration, regardless of any effort to reach out. And there's been numerous areas where they have reached out, and there's been actual success in many areas with the crime bill and the actually allowing getting some of these long-term single offenders out of jail and out of prison. There's been a tremendous amount of positive effort with economic, with the budget. Having the budget done in advance, there's been a number of areas. But what we see in the press is shaped and jaded by an unbelievable attempt to politically undermine him. And you can't say, you cannot ignore that fact. And there's just very few people on this planet that can take the abuse that he does and still come out and keep fighting. And that's why people voted for him.
Okay, they voted for him because he is Rocky. He actually lives in Philadelphia. Okay, he did lose to, in the first fight. Even though Tella Shearer, who I thought was the greatest actress in the world, told Rocky to go out and beat the daylights out of
Apollo Creed.
Or whatever. Yeah, what Creed, yeah. Jimmy, what do you think about this? We're starting to have Tim on the show, you guys, by the way, because he's a major contributor in terms of adding information to our blog. And a number of you have said, who's this guy, Tim Howe? Well, you're going to find out right now. Who is this guy, Tim Howe?
Best looking guy in Blaine, Washington. That's who he is.
Hey, wait a second.
You're pretty well read. What do you think about Trump? I mean, is he doing what he has to do, or is he coming a little short when it comes to making the government work efficiently and moving our country ahead. What do you think?
I think Trump would be a lot more successful if they didn't throw up so many barriers in his way. And, you know, I think I told you earlier that, you know, I get up and I look at my portfolio and it's never looked better. You know, and as a retired guy, I really count on that. And it's doing great. I don't think it would do as well under a different administration. And I just think that, you know, he's got some really good ideas. You know, and I mean, I drink the Kool-Aid, but I don't always, how do I want to put this? I don't believe everything that he says. In everything that he says, but I believe in 95% of it. I think he's pointed in the right direction. You know, when you got somebody, you got the press out there, like Jim made a good point there, you got the press out there who, you know, I remember seeing a joke about Trump walking on water, you know, and the poor guy, he can't do, no matter if he does right, somebody's going to find something wrong with it. And the press, they report things, and sometimes, you know, I try to read, I do read the New York Times along with other papers. And you're right, you know, I think it's also up to the reader to take the time to do the analysis himself. And if you read these articles, they do report the facts, but they also don't tell you everything. They don't tell you all the facts. That's why you have to read more than one source.
Yeah.
Once you put the whole picture together, you can make your own determination there. But I think the guy's trying hard. I think his heart's in the right spot. I think he really wants to make America great again, but we got people out there that have a different agenda. And basically the biggest agenda is you beat Hillary in that election. You didn't do it fair, according to them. And Trump's like, hey, I'm here now. Come get me.
Well, and people are coming and getting me. I want to take one thing off the table in terms of this discussion. I don't much care about the Illuminati. I don't much care about the Trilateral Commission. I don't much care about the Catholic Church trying to take over the world and the rest of it. I don't think they are the main foes for intelligent conservatives right now in the world. I think the main foes happen to be the Democrats, and all you have to do is listen to the editorial that I did by myself on Thursday morning. Jimmy, give me an opinion on that. Would you say at this moment in time that the main foe to our way of life, which unfortunately is being represented by Donald Trump, are the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives? What do you think, man?
I think it's a small group on the far left that have managed to mobilize a very substantial amount of venom against our system. I think this began under the Obama administration, where they actually went publicly out and said that, hey, we're no equal. The United States is no better than anybody else. We're just an equal playing field. And they actually set policy in motion to ensure the United States became equal to everybody else. Well, that gives the opportunity for those people, those unelected massive powers like China and India and other areas, India does have a democracy, they get the advantage. And by undermining the United States, by not taking away our history, by taking away our ability to speak freely, to protect those basic fundamental rights in the First and Second Amendment, then you can do what you want. And I think it's globalist elites. I think it's people that really, a coalition of people with many different ideas on the left that really are working hard to undermine this nation. And it's unfortunate. It's incredibly unfortunate, the value and the importance this nation can provide and has in history.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a coalition of people, but there's somebody behind it. Everybody says, well, it's George Soros. Okay, he certainly got the money. There's no question about that. But I think we are beginning to see the power of the Clinton family, and I have to tell you, I firmly believe that they're behind this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a commercial. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about the impeachment situation. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Talking with my friend Tim Howe, who supplies an awful lot of information for our blog. You guys ought to appreciate that. And, of course, my oftentimes, many-time co-host, Jim McKinney here. Okay, the big issue right now is purely and simply the impeachment proceedings that Nancy Pelosi announced yesterday. Now, remember, the proceedings are in the House, and they are basically proceedings dealing with should we proceed with impeachment. Let's talk first about this, and let's start with you, Jim, and then over to you, Timmy, and that is, did Trump actually get involved in an impeachable offense? What do you think, Jim?
Absolutely not. He asked, and we have the facts, we have the evidence now to look at. He asked for them to look into two issues. One, this CrowdStrike server that the DNC had their server hacked, and CrowdStrike was supposed to be the group that was reviewing the server to identify and to claim that the Russians hacked their server and then provide that information to the FBI. Now, that was one, and the second issue is to look into this Biden thing and Hunter Biden and how is that, you know, take a look at those are corruption issues. The United States, on a daily basis, globally, asks for information on potential criminal activities by American citizens in third countries. Every single day, I was involved with it on hundreds, literally hundreds of times. The President of the United States, in a privileged communication with another foreign leader, asking very just kind of nonchalantly, hey, take a look at this, would seem, if you were actually looking for facts and evidence, then you would probably want that to happen. Now, from a Republican standpoint, you can say that. From the Democratic standpoint, they're looking at it like, no, this is directly influencing the election because Biden is the potential lead candidate. The reality is, hey, look, he's an American citizen. The President of the United States can have a privileged communication. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Well, what I need to say about this is everything that I've heard about the situation with Joe Biden and his son Hunter, it smells hot to high heaven, starting with the situation with China and secondly going on with the gas company that Hunter was on the board of directors of. One of our listeners brought up the fact that not only did Hunter Biden get $50,000 a month to be a director, he was also paid consulting fees, which were very, very large. Now, the fact that Joe Biden stood up on national television, ABC News, and said, damn right, I told them if they don't investigate the individual who's taking a look at the gas company, basically he could have said, who's taking a look at my son, he proudly said, I told him he wasn't going to get his damn money. Well, as a matter of fact, he went more than that. He said, I told him I'm going to be here for another 6 hours and then I'm gone. Make your decision if you want your money or not. We have that on record, on video. That, to me, is totally not understandable. Why is he not in trouble also? Why don't one of you guys take that?
Go ahead, Tim.
Go ahead, Jim. You handle that one.
Yeah, hey, he's not in trouble because the media is not attacking him. There has been some good media reporting on it, but the bottom line is this has nothing to do with Biden. It has to do with a setup in order to undermine this president. And one more time, somebody inside the intelligence community, based on their personal opinions, not on fact, because we know, based on the whistleblower, that this was secondhand knowledge. Based on their personal opinions and secondhand knowledge, the president made some sort of a plaint. Now the Democratic politicians and leadership in the House are using it to their political advantage to try and make something more to distract from what's happening right now with the Durham investigation and the Horowitz report on FISA abuse, which once again is going to backfire dramatically on the Democrats. And they're doing everything they can to distract away from that problem.
Tim, let me ask you the million-dollar question. You're pretty well read. You've got very strong opinions on issues. Do you think Trump should be impeached?
Only if he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. But there's no evidence that he did, so why should he? It's just the Democrats' way of putting a focus on Trump and taking it away from their own inadequate abilities. You know, at the end of the day, Trump's going to be laughing his butt off when this comes, when it's done. And what the Democrats have done, they've got a gun to their head and they're slowly pulling the trigger now. Because this thing, if he comes out of this, when he comes out of this, with no, they've already gone through it with the Mueller report, nothing. They're going to go through it with this, nothing. The American public's going to have, say, enough's enough, and Trump is going to be swept into the White House. It's not going to be a close vote. He's going to be swept in. People get sick of this stuff. They get sick of politics, and I got to think that most people are smart enough to see that this is just a Democratic ploy to take the pressure off of them because they haven't done anything in Congress, and they have an election cycle coming up.
Well, Jimmy, you said the same thing. You said basically that you think that this whole hullabaloo that's going on around the, let's say, generic term impeachment, which is obviously the topic of the day on the news, you think, in essence, Trump is rubbing his hands together saying, thank God they're doing this, because not only am I going to win in this, but boy, are they going to look bad when the horses get back in the barn. Elaborate on that, would you, Jimmy?
I actually believe there's a possibility. Now, this is speculation and somewhat in jest, but maybe Trump set this thing all up. You know, Giuliani was complaining about not getting enough media attention on the Biden issue. Well, they certainly got it now, and it's really going to be difficult to ignore it. So, and then, of course, forcing the Democratic caucus to push the impeachment effort is incredibly valuable. And then for some people that wanted to see Biden out, because, in fact, he's not doing a very good job on the campaign trail and would probably be a scary president if he actually made it. They probably, you know, support it as well. So there's a lot of reasons why this could be going on in the background. But the one thing for sure is the Democrats have overshot. They have pushed it, and they are. And Tim's absolutely right. People are fed up and they're tired of it.
Well, I would agree. People are fed up and they're tired of it. I mean, look what happens at our book club. Every time somebody brings up politics, somebody just says, come on, we don't need any more of this stuff. You know, it's just, it is what it is. And it's just like watching a movie or what have you. Well, here's what Big Al thinks. You know, number one, is Trump going to get impeached? As I said in my confession this morning, I don't know. I'm not a constitutional scholar. I don't see how he could, but I can't give a definitive answer on that. I will give him one definitive answer on one thing, though, is I wish that Donald Trump would wake up tomorrow morning and become more of a conciliator, because the way he acts right now, I think somebody else could do the job better. Stick around after the top of the hour news. We're going to be right back.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was apparently a vital part in the whistleblower complaint involving Ukraine and President Trump. The State Department said that Volker did connect a Zelensky aide with Rudy Giuliani. The House Intelligence Committee could open hearings as early as next week in its impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Democratic Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said subpoenas could be issued soon. Senior Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway.
You have an impeachment inquiry based on nothing, and you all should care about that. All of you who give the nonstop platform to Adam Schiff in an oxymoron-like fashion as chairman of the Intelligence Committee, who lied for years, in your papers, on your Twitter feeds, on your news stations, in your TV shows, live, that there's a, quote, mountain of evidence of collusion. This is worse than Watergate.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continue to listen to KER Politics. We've got a new segment. Let's just say a unique segment now following the top of the hour news. Jimmy, you want to tell our listeners about it?
Well, I think we're just going to do a little piece. We wanted to go ahead and get other views. And we've got Mike on the line who lives down the Tri-Cities in Washington. We wanted to just ask him some of the issues. He sits on the other side of the aisle probably than I do and maybe Al. And we've got a lot of topics right now. We've got impeachment. We've got the Biden issue. We've got, you know, the problems with international relations and, I don't know, many things. And we just wanted to get Mike's perspective and have a little discussion here for a few minutes back and forth. So, Mike, what's the big topic on your mind right now?
You know, today I've been sort of watching those poll numbers, the overnight poll numbers on the changing attitudes on the impeachment inquiry.
Uh-huh.
I believe last week it was about 37% of the population seemed to approve of doing an inquiry. And this morning, it kind of looks like it's gone up to 50-50. So I think there's something going on in the country that I can't quite put my finger on. But I think a shift in attitude and politics might be going on at this time. I don't quite know where it's going, but those numbers do interest me, that the general public has their antenna tuned to what's going on at this time in that inquiry.
But the interesting question here is, and I think it's a legitimate question, when you talk about 50-50, are those people pro-impeachment or con-impeachment? Mike, when you and I were talking off mic earlier this morning, a little play on words there, you had an opinion about what the impeachment proceedings could potentially do to the Democrats. You want to share that?
Well, my attitude on the impeachment has changed in the last couple of months. Previously, I was concerned that an inquiry of this kind might be detrimental to the 2020 election for the Democrats, that it wasn't a particularly popular topic a couple of months ago, and I thought that that might work against the Democratic Party. What's happened to me with the current whistleblower news is that my level of concern has been ratcheted up, and I'm more concerned about that issue, and I'm less concerned about what it might do politically to the Democrats over time, and really more concerned about putting some guardrails up around what's happening with the presidency these days.
Mike, you know, I think there's certainly the interest, I think, is probably peaking, and a lot of it, my belief is that there's a tremendous amount of media pressure very quickly on this issue. Do you think there's a possibility, though, because of the actual nature? I mean, the one thing you got to give the administration credit for is they very rapidly released the transcript of the conversation, and they, within 2 days, they actually released the complaint. And the core of the issue was a question about Biden and potentially, you know, government influence to hold back aid to the Ukrainians to get Biden information. But actually, the same argument goes the other way. Do you think there's a potential for blowback for the Biden team as people get deeper into this issue? Because it's the two arguments are actually almost exactly the same.
You know, Mike, before you answer that, I want to just weigh in on this thing real quick. That's something that I've really been concerned about, and it's something that I totally don't understand. I put the tape, the ABC tape, on our website earlier this week when Joe Biden said very emphatically, if the government of the Ukraine doesn't look in and change this prosecutor, who I think is corrupt, I'm going to make sure they don't get any money from the United States. I don't think you can get much more forceful than that. Now, I have to say that I think that was a mistake for him to do that personally, because I think he opened himself up. There's your pooch. I think he opened himself up to some serious criticism on that. But the serious criticism isn't happening right now, and I don't understand why.
I will comment on that. I mean, the two things that I read the other day that the Ukrainian prosecutor basically cleared Biden and his son of any wrongdoing. And when this issue came up a couple of years ago, I believe that the issue was cleared at that time as well. So it seems to me at times that even though there are answers out there, sometimes politicians don't trust that answer and just keep going with their last opinion. You know what I'm trying to say? That, I think, in general is... Yeah, go ahead.
I think there was an effort actually to try to make that case, but actually, as of today, the Ukrainian prosecutor that was fired resigned in 2016. Actually, in a sworn affidavit, the Hill, actually the political Hill is reporting that he actually states under oath that in fact it was pressure from Mr. Biden. So that's an interesting. You know, there was a lot of news media that kind of, I think, an attempt to kind of shape this early. But now it seems to me that argument is at least on legal paper is now beginning to maybe not be so accurate.
No, I understand what you're saying. I think that the Biden issue has no traction with me. I don't believe that he did anything I don't have a problem with it. The stories are so similar, but the difference is that the President of the United States was trying to influence the situation, not an American citizen.
Actually, so I think it was the Vice President of the United States. Joe Biden was Vice President. So let's make that clear.
You know, it's an interesting situation. I guess the question I would have to ask you, Michael, from a liberal standpoint, do you think the country is really getting through the media the true picture of what's going on?
Al, there was a time I don't know if it was 15 years ago. There was a day that there was not enough information. We didn't have enough information. And the very next day, we had more information than we could deal with. I mean, I don't know exactly what that day was. There was a day when we had, when we entered into information overload. And so when you ask that question, there's so much opinion out there. It really is the responsibility of the individual to look at all that information, digest it, and come up with an opinion. That's all we're trying to do, is to form opinions from the news we're getting. So the amount of news out there doesn't bother me. There are so many sources. It gives everybody an opportunity to find something that they can be comfortable with or be oppositional to. So there's way too much news out there, and it really has become the responsibility, I believe, of the individual to make that decision instead of opening up. I mean, I agree with you. I think The Hill is a tremendous asset. I read it every day. But there's so much information out there. How do you plow through it and get to what is the truth? And that's where we are today.
Information overload.
That is definitely where we are today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time in this segment. Let us know what you think about hearing the other side of the street, which is coming from my friend Mike, my friend of 70 years. Jimmy and I are going to be right back. Stick around.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hey, welcome back here to Rob KER Politics. Jim and I are going to talk about a subject right now that Jimmy brought to my attention earlier this morning off mic, and that has to do with the government being infiltrated right now with people who are very, very anti-Trump. And this happened, according to Jim, and this isn't just Jim's opinion. These are cold, hard facts, and that is there are many, many government appointees right now in the current administration, or very close to the current administration, that are actually very anti-Trump. Jim, I want you to elaborate on this. This is really something we got to think about.
Well, it really concerns me as a professional intelligence officer and actually defending the Constitution of the United States to actually see people like the former Director of Central Intelligence John Brennan, or the DNI Clapper, or McCabe and Comey, the FBI assistant and director, on television publicly calling the President of the United States a traitor. You've never, ever in history seen the leaders of those organizations become politically involved. And the reason why it's happened is over the Obama years, he had, you know, the presidents appoint a large number, about 3,000 people inside Washington. Those are political appointees. What happened, what Obama very effectively did, is when civil service jobs opened up for those political appointees, they hired into those jobs. And then he absolutely enforced loyalty. And there are numerous instances of enforcing that loyalty. And I think we're seeing the residual effects of political appointees making these types of accusations and continuing to undermine this administration for a political outcome, which is incredibly dangerous to the country and makes it almost impossible to conduct legitimate foreign policy when you have these types of pressures. It's very, very challenging. And I've got to blame, and I have some specific cases, you know, where Obama used politics in order to enforce loyalty and then reward loyalty at the same time.
I want to tell you something, Jim. This is kind of scary to me, and the reason I say that is because I personally have done a fair amount of knowledge research, I guess I have to say, which results in knowledge on Barack Obama and definitely his wife. Now, I have to tell you, I have never said anything on the record derogatory about Obama. All I have said is that I don't agree with his philosophy, which I don't, but I have to tell you, he and his wife are two of the most brilliant politicians and people in general in the world. And it doesn't surprise me at all that these particular safeguards for the Democrats were put into the federal government under his administration. It's very, very terrifying. Now, you know that they're there simply because of what you said. A lot of the very important people in the Trump administration are coming out on the record and being very critical, almost derogatory, of the president. Donald Trump really has a tough road ahead of him if he's going to accomplish what he would like to accomplish.
Well, the road's been pretty tough from the beginning, actually, before he started the job. And it continues to be tough. And I think a lot of it has to do with the media pressure. We just had the previous guest talking about what his perceptions are. But they're shaped by a media that basically doesn't cover, they actually leave facts out on issues often in order to go against this administration and these objectives. And again, I think the Obama administration did a phenomenal job of co-opting those press organizations and getting people in there that supported him or supported them. And a lot of people just don't like it. I think the collusion, the collusion narrative is now being turned on its head with this Ukrainian issue. But when you look at the statement, organized, legal, draft, complaint, most of the facts are there, but they're not actually accurate. And it looks to me like, this was an orchestrated effort to kind of deflect from what's happening in there. And this is a direct response to having people that think their political beliefs are more important than the Constitution following the rule of law.
Well, I want to say that if that was, let's say, Barack Obama's plan from the beginning, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was, and I'm saying that really as a compliment to the former president, because nobody really has done that before, but we have reached the tipping point right now with the situation with the impeachment, and it's interesting. You go on Drudge and you get some articles on this thing, and it's just amazing some of the stuff that's coming out. For example, one of the headlines, which I find to be interesting, Rudy Giuliani is saying, direct quote, "When this is over, I will be the hero." Boy, if anybody has the potential to be the hero, it says in this thing, it's the man who totally cleaned up New York when he was the mayor, and that is Rudy Giuliani. Now, the New York Times has come out and said the whistleblower is a CIA officer. Interesting thought. What do you think about that potential? CIA officer.
Well, again, there is a perception inside the Beltway that they believe that they should run the country. And unfortunately, the intelligence organizations have gotten way too powerful to do that. And here's what happened. After 9/11, there was a big push to gather as much information as you could on issues and potential threats. And that evolved into this expansion, what you call OSINT. Open source intelligence, and all agencies really focused on looking at journalism and other, Facebook and other types of things to be able to gather and make it to get information. And what happened was people got lazy. That used to be in the intelligence community, you had to have multi-source confirmation of an issue, but now there's no cooperation, and then people respond and they use media to justify their intelligence in the adverse. And I think there are people that are actually using, as we saw in the Russian collusion narrative, where Andrew McCabe leaked information in order to shape policy, and then the dossier where somebody leaked information to Christopher Steele apparently leaked information to the press, and then that helped justify the FBI using the dossier as a credible source because a press report was in there. That is incredibly dangerous. And what you have is people that are actually manipulating and using the press to their advantage. It's always been done. The problem is now our intelligence agencies are rife with this type of laziness and inability to actually analyze and look at issues. And having the CIA And clearly, having somebody that has a political agenda in the organization is not beneficial to the future of the United States. You've got to be focused on the Constitution, the rule of law in those organizations, because you have way too much power and influence over the individual. And I think it's incredibly damaging.
Jimmy, it is incredibly damaging. Let me ask you this question. Everybody knows that I'm on record as of a daily editorial that I did last Thursday regarding the fact that I don't think Trump is the man for the job because he doesn't seem to be dealing with this particularly effectively. If he were a bit more conciliatory from the very beginning, I think maybe a lot of this wouldn't have happened. And I do believe that. Now, why isn't Donald Trump handling this situation a little bit more effectively?
I actually think he is handling it effectively. In fact, this administration was completely transparent. They almost immediately released the transcript of the conversation, and then within 2 days they released the transcript of the complaint. And so that's transparency. The Obama administration still has never released information on Benghazi. And there's many, many ways that he's attempting to do it, but Al, where we disagree completely is this guy cannot be a moderate, easy guy and survive. He would not survive. This entire press effort against him, these internal organizations against him, he would not make it. So he has got to fight. And that's what he's doing. And in the long run, it's actually making a difference. People are starting to wake up and getting tired of this stuff.
Well, we're certainly going to find out, I would say, in the next less than 30 days how effective Donald Trump is in this area. I mean, if he turns out to be very effective, if he comes out of this thing relatively cleanly, then I would probably change my opinion. At this moment in time, though, I don't think he's able to do it. I think he's too proud, and I think he's perhaps a little too aggressive in the wrong direction. Ladies and gentlemen out there, you know, you asked me a question yesterday, and I got a long-distance phone call from one of you that said, does this mean you don't support Trump? And that question went on to say, would you vote for Trump? And my answer is purely and simply, I'm a conservative, and it would depend on who the Democrats ran against him. Odds are I would probably still vote for him, but my opinion of the man wouldn't change.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.